American History Culture ESL Audio by Leola Motley. Copyright, C, 2018, all rights reserved by Leola Publications. This audio teaches ESL learners about America's history and its culture. ESL learners will be doing all types of fun exercises. They will be doing storytelling, improving on their listening comprehension, completing sentences and dialogues. They will improve their language skills, communication skills, and improve their vocabulary and grammar skills. They will have an understanding why certain holidays mean more than others, and the significance of the American culture. The students' language skills will be improved, they will have a better understanding of Americans, and their speaking styles. All cultures tell stories. Some of the benefits to storytelling is it improves listening skills, it encourages engagement, and it makes the student enthusiastic. Storytelling is the key to all effective communication. Without the ability to be able to effectively listen, the delivery message becomes misconstrued. Communication helps to reduce language and cultural barrier. Learning how to effectively communicate helps an ESL learner to improve their writing, listening, grammar, and vocabulary skills. Vocabulary is considered as the words of the English language. It plays a significant role to every language skill. Whereas, grammar is the bridge for effective communication. Grammar is a building structure. At the end of this audio, ESL learners will be able to identify some of the American cultures and holidays. They will also have learned how to better use their listening, vocabulary, and grammar skills. Part A, American History Articles and Cultures. When it comes to language and culture, they are intertwined. ESL learners should be helped with the transitioning of learning and speaking in English, and with learning the American culture. It's important for ESL learners to be aware of the American culture and the similarities and differences of their own culture. Language is only one of the hurdles that a student must overcome. When a foreign student is learning something new, he or she can feel his or her cultural and identity is being challenged, as something new is being learned. To communicate effectively, an ESL learner must understand the American culture. Cultural cues are an essential part to communicating, and they vary from society to society. In several countries, students do not interact with one another or the teacher. In the United States, students speak up, debate numerous of topics, and give their point of view, which is considered as the norm. When it comes to acculturation, each ESL learner experience is different. One person may embrace the American language with open arms, whereas another person may have difficulties learning and understanding the language. The questions that arise is how does an intercultural understanding comes from a behavioral conceived language? The other question is what are ESL learners' feelings about the possibility of losing their culture while mastering the English language? Part B, Americans' sayings and their thought process are different from other countries. In terms of work and sayings, ESL learners should actively engage in the American culture and learn about the different sayings that are used. This will help them see the differences between their culture, America's culture, and their way of speaking, because culture matters. Americans are known for emphasizing the importance of time. In America, time is most important. Time is spoken of in terms of wasting time, spending time, saving time, and even regarding money. Many Americans tend to be sensitive when it comes to space. America is like a large company with a lot of open spaces. Some very common phrases used in America are "I need space" and "give me space." There is also a great emphasis on work with Americans. America is recognized as being very productive in the world. Many Americans believe working hard makes them valuable. In terms of money, quite a few Americans are in debt with credit cards and loans. Many Americans are known for spending more than they have, and have difficulties saving. Part B/Exercise 2. 1. What do many Americans seem to be sensitive about? 2. What are Americans known for emphasizing? 3. What are two common phrases Americans use often? 4. What do many Americans seem to be sensitive about? 5. What is America recognized for being? 6. What do many Americans believe working hard makes them? 7. What are two things quite a few Americans are in debt with? 8. What are many Americans known for spending more than what they have? Part C. Read the adult passage. My name is Sam. I work 12 hours a day. I work 7 days a week. The only time I take off from work is when I'm sick. My friend Ted works 5 days a week, and never works overtime. My friend Bob works a lot of hours, and always complains when he must stay late. My friend Roger misses too many days from work, and always has an excuse for why he can't work late. My friend Henry always kisses up to the boss, so he never has to stay at work late. I rather work late than kiss up to the boss. My boss is quite annoying and always has something to complain about. I made a typo on a report and submitted it to my boss. He hit the roof, and told everyone in the office, I was making unnecessary mistakes. Who does that? How unprofessional. Because of my boss' many complaints, I do my best to duck him. I need to hear his complaints, like I need a hole in the head. Part C/Exercise 1, answer the adult passage question. 1. Who works 12 hours a day? 2. Ted works 5 days a blank. 3. Ted never blank time. 4. Roger misses a lot of blank. 5. Bob always blank. 6. My friend Henry always blank up to the boss. Part C/Exercise 2, make sentences with the following words. Sam. Overtime. Roger. Work. Kisses up. Boss. Unprofessional. Complaint. Hole in the head. Part D, passage for children and teenagers. Read the children and teenage passage. My name is Josh. I love running. I am the fastest runner in class. Running makes me happy. When I run, I think about the movie Forrest Gump. In the movie, Forrest Gump was a fast runner. Forrest Gump used to pee in the bed, just like my little brother Jack does. My mother always tells my brother Jack that big boys shouldn't pee in the bed. When my friend Robert spends the night, I always feel embarrassed, because my brother pees in the bed. My friend Jimmy has a little brother named Peter, who pees in the bed. He says it is because his brother sneaks and drinks water out the bathroom faucet at night. I wonder if my brother Jack drink water out the bathroom faucet at night. 1. Who drinks water out the bathroom faucet at night? 2. Who is a fast runner? 3. Who used to pee in the bed? 4. Who pees in the bed? 5. Who has a little brother that pees in the bed? 6. Who is embarrassed because his brother pees in the bed? 7. Who is Jack to Josh? Part D, Exercise 1, repeat after me. 1. Josh. 2. Running. 3. Forrest Gump. 4. Peter. 5. Robert. 5. P. 6. Mother. 7. Bed. Make sentences with the following words. 1. Josh. 2. Running. 3. Forrest Gump. 4. Peter. 5. Robert. 5. P. 6. Mother. 7. Bed. Answer the below questions. 1. Do you like running? 2. Are you a fast runner? 3. Tell me about your family. 4. Do you have friends? 5. What are their names? 6. Who is your favorite friend? 7. Do you know anyone that pees in the bed? American culture and English. Culture is more than a holiday, or traditions, it is an experience that is lived through each person. The American culture is based on history, the community, and the society. Their language consists of verbalizing, listening, and writing. The things that makes their language different is the way they use their grammar, vocabulary, pronunciation, and their speaking fluency. The most difficulties for ESL learners are the way they comprehend and understand the way Americans speak, the pace in which they speak, and the words that are being used. The American holidays. Holidays are important to Americans. There are many holidays that Americans celebrate. To name a few, there is Mother's Day, Father's Day, Memorial Day, Independence Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. During these holidays, the American people like to gather together and celebrate with family and friends. Depending on the holiday, there are decorations and food. For Americans, holidays are very important. They bring people together, and they are the glue that binds family and friends together. Many American families have different traditions. Having different traditions is what sets families apart. Traditions are what makes people different from each other. For example, on New Year's, my family tradition is gathering all our family and friends together to celebrate the festive holiday. Other people celebrate by going out and partying or having dinner with just their family. Regardless of a family's culture and tradition, holidays are a time for family and friends to connect with each other. Answer the following questions. 10. What are some important holidays in America? 11. What are some important holidays in your country? 12. Do Americans celebrate holidays? 13. How does Americans celebrate holidays? 14. Are holidays important to Americans? 15. Do Americans have traditions? 16. What are your family traditions? 17. What are some important holidays in your country? 18. How do your family celebrate holidays? Part B / Exercise 2 Part C / Exercise 1 8 Space 1 Sam 9 Time 2 Week 10 I need space / give me space 3 Work 11 Space 4 Days 12 Productive in the world 5 Complains 13 Valuable 6 Kisses 14 Credit cards and loans 15 Money 1 Peter 2 Josh 3 Forrest Gump 4 Jack 5 Josh / Jimmy 6 Josh 7 His brother. This concludes this video. Have a nice day.